You know, last weekend we had a preacher over for Fifth Sunday, and his daughter battles some of the same things I do, and he asked me about it, and he said, you know, how do I answer when she's talking about how you're made and what you have to fight and what you have to battle? I tell you, I knew what to tell him and what sounded right and what sounded good, but then you also got to remember, it's right with the Word of God, but you got to say it in a way that somebody can understand it. That someone who's really fighting a battle with maybe cancer, or if it's epilepsy and having seizures, or wherever it might be, that you can explain that to them. And I told everyone at Liberty Church today that I was going to get up there and preach on that God's grace is sufficient. That I was going to go to 2 Corinthians and I was going to preach on that. That wasn't where we went, and that wasn't where the Lord had wanted me to go. But you know, that's what I thought, that would be a great sermon to preach after I'd spent a night in the hospital and I had a seizure in front of everybody at work. And I thought that would be a good one, that I knew that, you know what, I can get through it all, that God's grace is sufficient. You know what? It is sufficient. We don't need anything more than God's grace to get through anything that we battle. You know, God didn't make us the way that we are. The other day I was thinking about a sermon that Brother Philip had preached. This is some time back. He was preaching out of the book of Genesis. And he was preaching on that. And it's after man had sinned, and it's at the end of chapter 3. And he talked about the mercy that God put forth for putting the cherubims up so you couldn't get back into the tree of life. You know, when he first started to preach that sermon, he first started talking about that sermon, you kind of think, well, the tree of life, that might have been good. We could have just had that tree of life. You know, we wouldn't have no problems. You know what? Tree of life didn't mean we wouldn't have, I would have had the life that I have, but it would have been continual. That's what I would have had. The Lord, when He created everything, there's six times in chapter 1 that He says, well, I think it's five times He says that it is good, that God looked at His creation and it was good, and the sixth time He says He saw it and it was very good. It was very good. What God creates is good and very good. That's what we were when we were created. I'll tell you, I don't think Adam fought epilepsy. I don't think he fought that and having seizures. I don't think he fought cancer. I know he didn't. God didn't make him like that. But you know what happened? Man sinned. Man sinned and went against the Word of God, and that's how those things came about. He didn't say that it was good and very good after man had sinned. He said it before they had sinned. Now, it wasn't just before man had come into play. He says it's very good after man is in the picture and man has been created. That's when it all is done, all is created, and God's creation is very good. That's how our God is. When He does something, He does it to where it's good and very good. It's all the way. That's how much our God loved us, that He put forth cherubims, because He knows there had been someone like me that wouldn't have thought all the way through the process and wouldn't have really weighed it all out and thought, you know what, if I eat that from the tree of life, I'm going to be like this for the rest of the forever. That's how I'm going to be. You know what, I would have thought, well, I won't ever die. My mind races sometimes faster, and most of you know me pretty well. You know that's a very accurate statement. I'll jump out there before maybe I've actually thought about what's going on. God knew there was a lot of people that's going to jump out there and say, I can eat of that tree of life, and I can have that, and I won't have to experience death. I'll tell you, there's times when you're going through your battles, whatever it might be, when your body's being afflicted, Death seems like that's what you want. That you're begging for death. How many times have we had a loved one that's been sick, that is going through so much and been fighting for so long, we get to the point we just pray that the Lord would just take them. Put them out of their misery. Take them on to be with Him, because you know what? This is hard for them. Their body can't take much more and they're suffering. But you know what? God's going to take him when He's ready. He's going to take him when He's ready, and He knows, no matter if we think it's time or not, if it's not time, it's not time. But His grace is going to be sufficient to get them through that. I'll tell you, when we struggle and we have times where we see ones that are going through physical pains or mental pains, whatever they might be, and we have ones that come and say, well, why would you worship a God that would have made you like that? You know what? God didn't make us like this. God made us good and very good. That's how God made us. We did this to ourselves. Adam is the one we get to thank. I'll tell you, Adam never gets blamed. You never hear Adam getting blamed for very much at all. You know, when they want to talk about how I'm made, you know, how I look or what I'm fighting or what I'm battling, God is the one that's going to get thrown. His name's going to be thrown out there. It's going to be His fault for what's going on. When your kids are suffering, you're going to be a lot of times upset with God and wanting to find out why He would do this. You know what? God's creations are perfect. They are good and very good. That's what we have to remember. No matter how low we get, no matter how rough it is, no matter how, after what we've been through, no matter how tired you are, you just remember that God's creations are good and very good. And you always remember that His grace will be sufficient. I'll tell you, when we can remember that God made us good and very good, and His grace is sufficient, I tell you, we should be able to go out there and fight the next day a lot easier. We should be able to go out there and say, I can handle this. No matter what's coming at me, I can take care of this. And you know what? I can't tell you how many times I have thanked God for those cherubims in front of that tree of life. Because I wouldn't want to live like this. I wouldn't have to go through what I went through last week over and over and over again forever. God knew what I needed. I needed not to be by that tree of life. I needed not to go after that. I needed to make sure that I could be with Him one day in glory. Because you know what? When we're in glory, we won't fight any more of those battles. We won't have any of those pains. We'll be good and very good. May the Lord bless you, my friend.